Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we wind down another big week here in the MOB community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor and a great time for me. I hope you have a great time as well. Always fun to share great ideas with high-altitude people. And today, I want to talk to you about something that's really important. And the way I look at this topic for today, is this is something that we should all be striving for in really pretty much every area of our life, not just our business, but the areas outside of our business. If you look around, you can see evidence of excellence all around you. Just look around and think about the people that you interact with. They may be people that you know personally. They may be people that you follow. They may be people that you read or listen to. But you can find evidence of excellence all around. All walks of life, in every industry. Doesn't matter. You know, sometimes it doesn't even matter what their age is or what their gender is, what their background is. You can see people who are doing pretty remarkable things. And oftentimes, what you'll notice is that the top performers, the high performers, they're not always the ones with the pedigree, right? They don't always have the PhD or the MBA. They don't even sometimes have a college degree. Some of them don't have any degree at all, or some barely graduated high school. A lot of these folks don't necessarily have the resources. It's interesting to me. A lot of times I think when we think of excellence, we assume it's people who have already arrived, people that are crushing it financially, crushing it in business, and that's not necessarily what we're talking about. Look around at the people in your life. Maybe people you know personally or people that, again, you follow, they're not always the people that are flying on a private jet, right? They don't always have the resources like the 10 million people following them. But what's interesting is you can see how they execute. You can see what they do. They don't always have the best talent. They don't always have the most skill, but there's something special about them, that special it factor. Often, it's that person or even the organization, it could be a group of people, who bring all of the resources, all that talent, all the skill together into one element, a central focus. They have that one central focus. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this today. I'm going live on my Facebook page, facebook.com/flywithjt. I'll be going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today. And I'm going to be talking about how these things all kind of come together, but I wanted to give you a bit of a little taste, a sample. And I want you to think about what we're talking about here as you carry it into the weekend and consider how this could impact you in your business and in your life. The main thing that we're talking about, when I talk about a central focus, is think about the main thing that you do, the one thing that drives everything you do. Think of it like a three-pronged weapon or a three-legged stool. You got to have a purpose, you got to have a mission, and you got to have a why, right? Now, you've heard me talk about this, your values, your vision, your mission, and your why, but I'm going to talk more about those things later. I'm talking about purpose, mission, and why here, because if you understand what your purpose is, if you understand what the mission is, and you're dialed into your why, then you could do remarkable things with or without the skill, with or without the pedigree, with or without the resources, even with or without the experience that you think you have to have in order to be excellent. See, that's the thing. It's all about perspective, right? We can think to ourselves, man, it's going to take a while. It's going to take me a while before I arrive. And the simple fact of the matter is, it will likely take time. It's not going to be an overnight thing. I'll just tell you that straight up. But you may be closer than you realize if you just have those things dialed in. So how do we create that central focus? How do we create that ability for us to deliver our best stuff each and every single day? Well, first and foremost, you got to ask this question. I want you to consider this weekend. What is your purpose? Now think about this. What is your purpose? Now, a lot of times people think, well, my purpose is to make a lot of money. My purpose is to be, you know, influential. My purpose is to, or, you know, my purpose is to lead my family. My purpose is to put food on the table. The thing that you were put on this earth to do, That's what I'm talking about. And I want you to work on getting clear on this, because maybe those things are all true. Maybe your purpose is to lead your family. It's part of it. It should be. You know, in Western culture, Western society, we have a tendency to think that purpose is everything but what we should be doing. Oh, my purpose in life is to build a $100 million company. My purpose in life is to make a lot of money. My purpose is to lead people. My purpose is to do all these things, when really part of our purpose in life is to be an amazing human being. So many times we get so wrapped around the axle trying to think about what that one thing is we're supposed to be doing, what our calling in life is, that we end up chasing all kinds of crazy rabbits down weird rabbit holes. Sometimes it begins with the commitment of being your 100% best self. The other day I made a comment, and I make this comment quite often, so it's not something that should shock anybody, but I talk about how I think the law of attraction is a load of crap. And the reason for that is that the practitioners and the gurus and all the people that are shilling this stuff, they miss the one most important part. You have to become attractive to the things you want, not the other way around. It's not about dreaming about it or trying to send out some vibration. It's about trying to live in accordance, working every single day to become more like that person that has that lifestyle that you're talking about. It's so important to understand that. It's about working on yourself from the inside out. Your purpose isn't just to be an entrepreneur. Your purpose isn't to be a CEO. Your purpose isn't to be the top earner. That's not the purpose. In fact, your purpose isn't just to take great care of your family. Your purpose isn't just to be a great father or mother or sister, brother, whomever. Your purpose is to be the best version of yourself, to feel connected to something higher and bigger than yourself. To think, man, you know, I was brought on this earth with a certain skill set or skill sets, talents. I've gone through a lot in my life. Obviously, this path, this journey must mean something. So let's make it mean something. Let's put it to work to benefit not just ourselves, but to benefit others. If you can get clear on what this thing is, it'll be an amazing shift. And here's the beautiful part. You don't have to know right now. I'm giving you permission to let go of the stress of thinking you have to know your purpose right now. It takes time. It takes a lot of time to figure out what this thing is called your purpose. But it begins by becoming as attractive as you can to the things you want to be like. If you want to be wealthy, you got to think and feel and behave like a wealthy person. I'm not talking about going out and buying expensive clothes and flying first class and having a nice car. I'm talking about being a person that has that sense of prosperity inside them, energetically, a belief system, a feeling. If you want to be healthy, it means not just waiting for the day when you'll be able to run a marathon or lose the weight. It means showing up every single day and acting and trusting yourself to be healthy, to make good choices, to honor and respect yourself at the level that you want to be. Next, let's talk about your mission. After you've started to work on figuring out what could be your purpose and just asking the question, what is my purpose? Now the thing is, we got to get clear on the mission, because the mission is going to change. Your purpose may remain the same throughout your entire life, but man, your mission is going to change throughout different chapters of your life. When I was a kid, my mission in life was to become a naval aviator. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a goal. If it was just a dream, it would have fizzled quickly. If it was a goal, I probably would have hung in there a few times. But eventually, there's a chance that I may have said, you know what, it's not worth it. That's why goal setting is so ineffective. But when you have a mission, when it becomes your mission to accomplish, and you define it with clarity, now we can get there. Now we've got a shot. You see, this is the vehicle that you command as you answer to your purpose, what you pour your heart and soul into. And as I said, this can change. What's crazy about this is I have a program called Mach 1 Mastery, and I teach it once a month. Each month I come out and I teach another product or another topic, and I've talked about how your mission can change. So don't feel like you have to be wrapped around one particular thing for the rest of your life. Your mission might change. Right now, your mission might be to build this business. In fact, you might even have a micro mission, which is great. Your micro mission might be to make your first million, or to make your first 100,000, or even to make your first sale. The point is, whether the mission is big, whether the mission is small, whether you are at the beginning of the mission or you're about to complete it, you have to be clear, you have to define it, because definition, being 100% in the understanding and in the know of the mission, will help you accomplish it. As military aviators, we were very clear on what the mission was. We briefed the mission. We got feedback on the mission from different people, the intel officer, the weather department, the operations department, even other squadrons and other units that had flown in that same area and operated under the same risks in the same environment. As soon as we got clarity on what that mission really looked like, we had the confidence to go execute and execute with precision. And that's the same thing you have to have in business. The next thing you got to do is get clear on the why. Now think of the why as the jet fuel of that vehicle called your mission. You got to circle back on this often. A lot of times I think people go, yeah, I know what my why is, but they don't think about it all the time. They don't necessarily think about it on a daily basis, remind themselves why they're doing this. I've heard people say that, I think it's a Buddhist proverb. I'm not sure. Somebody shared that with me one time, but they said life is a struggle. It's meant to be a struggle. And whether that's true or not, whether you subscribe to that or not, realize this, that you will go through struggles. I mean, chances are you've gone through one to this point. If you haven't gone through any struggles to this point, please email me. I would love to know how you've pulled that off. But most high performers I know, most of those people that are really putting out that I know, have been through some serious challenges, some serious struggles in their life. And the question that you have to ask is, what's the point? Because the point of going through a struggle is not just to struggle. The point is to become stronger, to find that part of you that is deep down inside. It's like a foundry. It forges your strength. It forges your character to go through challenges. That's why I tell people, why are you avoiding it? If you're struggling, if you're challenged by it, then feel the pain. Wrap yourself in that blanket of pain so that you can really become clear on who you are. Get clear on your character, your values, your vision, your mission, your why, all of that stuff in those moments that are the toughest. That's when you're being challenged. That's when you're being demonstrated to. That's when you're being shown what you're really made of. That'll help you get clear on your purpose too. But your why is the thing that will power you through it, that will remind you that this struggle, this challenge, this pain, this frustration is going to end. It's terminal. Everything ends, even the good stuff and especially the bad stuff. So as you're going through those tough times, you have to have that clarity of what your why is, circle back on it often, and make sure that it is something that you can speak with rote memorization. By the way, quick hint. Make it more than just about money. Make it more than just about you. The why shouldn't be to become excessively wealthy so you can tell people I told you so, or to be excessively wealthy so that you can never have to worry about paying the bills. That's fine if that's part of it. I get it. People get motivated by those things, but what I'm telling you with your why is this. Why is deeper than motivation, all right? If you need motivation, you got a discipline problem. It's a discipline problem, not a motivation. But when you have a why, that is part of it. That's the thing that keeps you on track. That's the thing that says, I'm going to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to keep writing these autoresponders. I'm going to keep picking up that phone and calling and asking for the contractor for the sale. That discipline comes from knowing what your why is. They fuel each other. They work hand in hand. They fly formation. And finally, you have to build your vision. You got to create that vision. I've said values, vision, mission, and why because, my friends, it's the four things you have to have, the four pillars that you must have in order to accomplish the really important stuff, the really great things in life. And it's, by the way, it's not just about achieving. It's not about getting. It's about living in a way that you can be proud of who you are, living in a manner that you feel proud of what you do for the world. How you occupy your time in this thing we call life. We're not just passing the days. Every day counts, and it might not be that we get any more days after this one. So why would we occupy our days with anything but something that we felt compelled to do? What is it that you want to build? Maybe even leave behind. But it doesn't always have to be about legacy. Your vision doesn't always have to be about building something so huge that, you know, they construct a huge monument or a statue in your honor. It doesn't always have to be about that stuff. Maybe sometimes we need to drop those grandiose ideas about what vision is. Vision isn't just about trying to leave stuff behind and being this pillar of society that everybody honors and worships. No. The question is, what difference do you want to make? And you can make a difference. You could be the person that makes people smile every time they walk past you. You could be the person that gives other people hope. You could be the person that is the inspiration behind how somebody got off the damn couch and finally got to work on their dream. The question is, what is your vision for it? Is it big and grandiose, or is it more humble? Is it more centralized? Either way, it's perfectly okay, as long as it's yours and as long as you're committed to it. I want you to think about this over the weekend. I want you to think about what you might think your purpose is. Maybe you know it already. Maybe you know exactly what your purpose is, or maybe you've struggled with it. And in either case, whether you're crystal clear on what your purpose is or you're still struggling with it, know this. It begins with becoming the best version of yourself, a person that you feel great about, a person you feel comfortable with, a person that is in alignment with your values, your vision, your mission, and your why. Next is to get clear on what that mission is and define it. Something that you can pour yourself into, something you can commit 100% to, something that brings you alive. Yeah, you don't always have to love what you do. I'm not necessarily a fan of love what you do, but I am a believer that if you are passionate about your mission, or at least can pour yourself into it, can stay laser focused on it, then it's something that can be very, very lucrative, of course, but more importantly, fulfilling. Get clear on your why. Why is it that you're willing to go through those challenges? Why is it you're willing to make those sacrifices? Why is it you're willing to pour the blood, sweat, and tears into it? Why? And remind yourself of it on a regular basis. And create that vision. Create that vision, the difference you want to make, the thing that you want to build, perhaps leave behind, but more importantly, the thing that defines and sort of becomes the theme of your life and who you really are at your core. Start working on these, my friends, and of course, join me this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern over at Fly with JT, facebook.com/FlyWithJT, where we'll go a little bit deeper on this and more. And until then, remember this, it is your duty, your calling to live the life that you were meant to live, and that's you, for you to define, for you to describe, for you to write, and for you to live out fully for the rest of your life. Go out there this weekend, have an amazing weekend, spend time being with the people you love to be with. Come back here on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember this, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far, we will talk to you on Monday.